Michael Ayers estimates there are about 125 student veterans attending the University of South Florida, Sarasota, Manatee.
We're sort of a fledgling organization as far as veteran support goes. We used to send a lot of our students to Tampa because they had a much more established veterans program there, more robust. But right now at USF Sarasota Manatee, we're beefing up our own veterans initiatives.
Ayers is a development officer, which means he helps raise money and create partnerships for USF Sarasota Manatee. And while beefing up their veterans programs, he discovered there were unmet needs.
We're all aware that veterans receive GI benefits and several different levels of GI benefits. What none of us ever thought about was that benefits expire or they can use them up.
So initially, USF Sarasota Manatee looked at providing scholarships to cover those gaps in funding for anything from books and tuition to money for an electric bill. They established a committee that evaluates the student veterans' needs and focused on raising the money.
It started as what I thought was a very, very small project. It was getting an award from the Patterson Foundation to support a veterans event on this campus. It turned out to be much larger.
The Patterson Foundation partners with organizations to amplify their mission and impact. Its funds come from the Patterson family, which has a long and distinguished history of military service. One of the foundation's projects is building a 2,800-seat amphitheater at the Sarasota National Cemetery. Patterson Foundation President and CEO Deborah Jacobs.
So, while we're building this Patriot Plaza, we, in our true Patterson fashion, go, well, we can't do anything one-dimensional. We have to do multidimensional things along the lines of military. So we decided during this year-plus of construction period that we would create the Legacy of Valor campaign.
The Legacy of Valor campaign identified more than 100 community organizations dedicated to honoring veterans, inspiring patriotism, and embracing freedom.
The Patterson Foundation, through the Legacy of Valor campaign, all we were focused on is lifting up the good work that's already being done.
Jacob says the foundation decided to add yet another dimension to the project. They selected 12 organizations and offered to match funds that each raised over a 30-day period. USF Sarasota Manatee Veterans Gap Scholarship Program was one of those chosen for the matching funds. They raised more than $19,000, which was matched by the Patterson Foundation, for a total of more than $38,000. But the story didn't end there. Yet another facet was added to the delight of Jacobs.
They came back to us and said, instead of for current scholarships, could we use the Patterson match to help seed this endowment? And we love endowments. We think endowments are wise decisions. So we again showed our flexibility and said, oh my gosh, yes.
An endowment, which means the Emergency Gap Scholarship will be enduring. But that isn't the end of the story either. The idea of creating an endowment became possible because of a single donor who was new to Sarasota. Sherry Greenhouse, managing partner of CRM Exchange, had just moved her business down from New Jersey and was searching for a way to contribute to her new community.
I did, quite frankly, a Google search looking for something local. What can I do to help veterans and education? I wanted to tie those two things together. And I found the University of South Florida. I called them, and I was just going to donate a scholarship money. They actually suggested this fund.
Greenhouse contributed $10,000 toward the Student Veterans Scholarship Endowment after reading about funding cutbacks.
Somebody that has basically put their life on the line for the country and giving me the ability to raise a family, have a business. You know, I didn't want them to not be able to go to school, not have an education, because basic utilities maybe can't be met.
So that's how a community came together to establish an endowment for student veterans at USF Sarasota Manatee. That chapter may have ended, but the story continues as the university works to grow the endowment fund to $100,000. And there are the individual stories of the student veterans who will use the Emergency Gap Scholarship to continue their education. Michael Ayers of USF Sarasota Manatee says funds are currently available and the committee is ready to review requests. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.